Oh fuck, here we are. Took a week off like shitheads. Living life like idiots. What's up?
Self-care time.
Killing it.
Bubble bath.
Living life being ugly.
Cleaning behind my ears.
That's how we do it.
Touching each other.
Talking that,
eating
man.
Chili cheese dogs.
Well, we're back on the Talk That Mess Express.
What the fuck is up, dude?
Well, we took a week off. Yeah. I think our four listeners noticed.
Yeah, you guys were holding on to your...
Holding on to their hats. Did they quit?
Your seat?
Oh, did Spotify take them down? No.
Oh, did they get canceled?
No, we're back.
No, we took a week off because we did some shit.
We just got with it. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. As you can tell by all my heavy breathing, we did things this week.
Yeah. Making dad noises like normal.
That's it. Yeah, we actually just needed a break. Wanted to spend time with my wife. That was cool. Got to hang out with Daniel on a Thursday instead of, recording, which was, it was great. We watched some TV. We ate some popcorn.
I'm sure he enjoyed it, too.
Oh, yeah. A 10-year-old's definitely worried about having a stepdad around.
Yeah. This fucking
not Fortnite.
Guy. Shut up, Jesse. I'm playing football. Well, shit. Fortnite.
So,
what all did you do on these on your week off events?
So, week off. Actually, I think during the week off. No, I got the motorcycle before the week off. So, there's just a lot of shit that's been happening that we haven't really talked about, been working on Maddie's motorcycle. I got my motorcycle. We've been doing that shit. I've just been pre-stressing on doing my housework. We fucking took out a transmission and put in a transmission in my fucking Subaru.
We did do that.
Spent a grip of money to do some stupid shit that should have been fixed before. So that's kind of shitty. But so we did that. Fucking highlight of the week though. Sammy boy.
That's right.
Picked up that samurai.
Picked up the fucking samurai gang.
Dude, that ninja off-roader.
Picked out a license plate for it already.
Oh yeah, what was I gonna say?
It's gonna be Hattori. And then so
I understand that there's probably a reference behind that and I don't know it.
Hattori Hanzo from Kill Bill.
Ah, see? That's so fucking cool.
I have a samurai sword upstairs.
Oh fuck.
It's a dull one you put up on the wall.
Yeah, you're gonna build
it. So I'm
gonna
chop it. No, I'm gonna make it into my shifter.
Dude, that's such a great idea. That is such a great idea. I love how your whole family is totally into the fucking Kill Bill because Maddie just lives for Kill Bill. She's always talking about it. You're fucking making references. Sydney's fucking naming her cat, I think, after him as well.
Well, it was named that from the shelter, but it's such a rad name. She kept it. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. So, yeah, we picked up the samurai for you this week. Yeah, I've just been off and on getting parts for the motorcycles and stuff. Excited to start doing that. I've actually, I was telling Logan earlier today, oh, fuck, I actually worked this week. Fuck. All the days I was supposed to be working half days, I've been driving all week and putting out small fires at work. So I think mentally, I'm so much to do. But it's good. It's actually really nice to come back and just do the podcast and not have to worry about going home and, is my car leaking? Is my fucking this or is that? It's just a good time to be here. We're eating Oreos and shit.
Speaking of samurais,
mm-hmm.
There's a white one nearby that Dre found. He just texted me about. He said, the guy said, shoot me an offer.
Oh, fuck. I got fucking cash in
bro,
my
that's
wallet
a mistake.
Right now. Fuck.
I'll give you $12 right now.
Bro, I got $300 in my wallet. What's good?
Fuck.
Tell him to send me the details because I'll just give him the Xterra if he wants it.
Right.
I can get a samurai.
So this week we're getting into allegedly.
Allegedly we
allegedly.
Are.
And allegedly. This is originally I wanted to call it statute of limitations, but that's a little bit on the nose.
Yeah.
So subject this week is the things that we have allegedly done. But to preface the whole thing is I'm gonna read off the Nevada statute of limitations.
Hit him with it.
I read it already, but here's the specific. In Nevada, the statute of limitations is 3 years for most felonies, 2 years for most gross misdemeanors, and 1 year for standard misdemeanors.
Mm.
So, most felonies, I would imagine, You talk about you murdered somebody, you're still going to go to prison over that shit. But yeah,
that's a lifelong thing.
But everything else, we're clear to say.
I think we're fucking good. We don't even allegedly have to allegedly say anything.
I mean, fuck, I'll tell you about shit that I actually got charges for if you want.
Oh, shit. Ooh, I have misdemeanor charges as well.
I have a misdemeanor pistol charge.
Fuck, dude. I heard
it. From the state of California.
Fuck it, just let her rip. Let's start off with that.
So it was at the end of a bachelor party trip.
Okay.
I'm on the 40 minutes from the house. I'm in Truckee.
Oh, fuck.
I'm hammering up the hill in my car.
Uh-huh.
I pass a guy on the left because he's going way. He's doing like 50.
Ugh.
So I peek over the top of the hill and I'm at 90.
Oh.
My car is not a slow car. It gets from 55 to 90 quick. So I peek over the hill and there's a highway patrol.
Ooh, gotcha good.
So I knew I was hit. I wasn't worried about it. I pulled over real quick. But here in Nevada, you can have a pistol in your glove box.
Mm-hmm.
All you want. I'm an idiot. Didn't take it out. And I was in California.
God bless our silver state. Huh?
Right? So we're going through all the shit. And he's like, I need registration, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, fuck, I can't find it. And so he goes back to the car. And I'm like, all right, well, the pistol's in there. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. He comes back. I'm like, okay, well, I got to tell you right now, there's a pistol in my glove box. I cannot reach for my registration. So he freaks the fuck out. He's probably 400 pound, big old fat dude. He's stressed out, huffing and puffing, having a hard
fucking
time.
You shoot that guy. It's not going to go through any of his fucking
right? It's not gonna 50 hurt
layers
him.
Of fat.
So he grabs it, he pulls it out. He's like, is it loaded? And so the criminal in me says, no, not to my knowledge.
Ah.
Which is the best way to do it.
That is the best way to do it.
It's not an admission of guilt. It's not to my knowledge. So it was not loaded to my knowledge. However, it was. It was chambered.
To not your knowledge.
So it was 1911 chambered 45 ACP. And it had a round chamber in it. Anywho, he checks it. He clears it. He goes through all of his shit. He goes, well, you know, this, I could arrest you for this right now. I'm like, okay, man, well. I get married in 2 days, so if you could not do that, that'd be super cash money, right? And so he says, okay, all right, I'm going to confiscate it. You have to come up on your court date and get it all figured out.
Mm.
So he takes it, which I still haven't went and got it back because it's state of California and it's a fucking disaster to try and get it.
Just not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's
it
not
was
fucking
a,
worth it.
It was like a $200 gun. I'm not tripping on it.
Fuck it.
So court date comes, and there's junkies, multiple time DUI offenders,
and then you
drug offenses, and so the judge is just whipping through them. All right, well, okay, you do this. All right, well, you pay this fine. All right, well, you pay this fine. He gets to me. He goes, okay, so you have the right to remain silent. I'm like, oh no, like, fuck, what am I supposed to do? And so he's like, okay, well, so you have a gun possession charge. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do about this? I said, whatever I can do to not have a felony, I'll take care of it. He goes, oh, that's easy. $400 fine. So that's all it was. And then I got what's called summary probation for 2 years, which means
if
I fuck up, I go to prison for 2 years. But I'm clear, scot-free from that.
You're a good boy.
I got no more issues. So we're clear on that count.
That's good.
I guess now we can get into some alleged crimes.
Yeah, some alleged shit. Well, I got to back up your actual mandated fucking court appearance charge with the only one I've ever retained. Well, actually, I have two, technically. I've only gone to jail one time in my entire life, and this is a story that cracks everybody up every single time. You know, I don't go to jail for tagging and doing graffiti and getting caught in the act of it. That's the only thing I got charged for. But I go to fucking jail because I just turned 18. I think it was 3 months after I turned 18. And my license was suspended since 16 because of some tickets I got with my first car. And I don't know anything about that. I'm fucking 18 years old. I got the tickets at 16. I got two tickets. I got one from RPD going to high school, going to class. And then I got one taking a girlfriend to fucking a football game or something. And I'm not even driving my moped. I have somebody driving my moped for me, and they have a crosswalk sting in the middle of downtown.
Oh, no.
Actually, no. Let me not fuck up those details. I have somebody riding on the back of my moped, and I'm driving the moped because that's an integral part of the story. So as this dude is walking across slow as fuck, obviously baiting me, I drive past him on the moped, and I go, I'm never gonna stop! And that's when I turn around, and there's a fucking RPD car in front of me, so I stop. I should have just kept going. They pulled me over. He goes, license and registration. That was before they had to have registrations for mopeds. So I give him my license, and this dude comes back, and he's like, you know, I hate to do this to you, but I'm gonna have to put you under arrest. Your license has been suspended. I'm like, what?
What do you mean? What do you mean it's suspended?
I've been freaking the fuck out. And he's like, yeah, you actually have some warrants for your arrest because you failed to appear in court to pay off two tickets like years ago. And I'd been driving. I'd been fucking riding mopeds. I've been doing a whole bunch of hood rat ass shit. And I go to jail. They put me in the back of a paddy wagon and drive me around town for 4 hours because my license was suspended and I had to cross a crosswalk on my moped. So I had my buddy take my moped. For some reason, I'm just a dumbass kid. I had him take all the shit out of my pockets. Gave him my phone. I gave him everything. And I'm sitting in the back of the paddy wagon with my fucking hands handcuffed for 4 hours. And we get to par. And I get out and he's like, what are you fucking stoned? And I'm like, no, dude, it's been hot as fuck in the back of this thing for 4 fucking hours. I'm tired.
Right? Yeah, no, I got stoned in the back of the paddy wagon, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, I smoked whatever butt weed I had.
Right? So I have a similar situation to yours of I had a ticket. I had a failure to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And I got arrested in that Peppermill parking lot in my pickup truck.
Oh fuck.
On the way to play video games at someone's fucking house. Like some lame benign shit, right?
Yeah.
Pulled over, and apparently it was one they could have let me go on, but
the
officer decided to take me in.
He's all, I'm cleaning you up off the street.
I spent a week up in par for that one.
A fucking week? Jesus Christ. I spent about 18 hours in par, and I'm very proud of this. I don't know why somebody being 18 was like, I've always heard par or like prison food or jail food is always terrible. So all I ate was bananas instead of cheese sandwiches.
Bro, cat food sandwiches are where it's at.
Dude, I should have had one because I fucking had to shit. I had to shit so bad. I ate like 9 bananas while I was there. And we were watching college fucking football. And I just remember like looking around, trying to figure out where the fuck everything's at or like where's the bathroom or who do I got to talk to or whatever. There's just fucking officers like talking shit over the game and I'm turning around. They're all, turn the fuck back around, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, I know what you mean there.
Assholes.
Well, fucking I guess assholes. We can get into our alleged crimes. Allegedly, we did these things, right?
Allegedly. Allegedly. Well, I have a couple alleged things.
I've got a lot, so you go ahead and start.
I've had a couple alleged things. I did touch on, this is something that I can't say is alleged anymore. I did get fined. I got fined $1,200 fucking dollars for graffiti. So I can't really say it's an alleged thing. I actually got fined for it. But I'm driving around with a couple tagging buddies. I'm not going to say who because whatever. Y'all don't need to know. But I'm driving around with a couple tagging buddies and one of our, let's just say Jay. Jay is the dude that goes, hey, I got this cool, super chill, dope fucking day spot that we're going to go hit in the middle of town during the day, and it's not going to be a problem. Nobody goes up there. It's by the railroad tracks. It's all good. Nobody's going to see us. So we get to the spot, and of course, it's the fucking McCarran Bridge. West McCarran Bridge, passing over the river. I'm like, not really that chill. Whatever, just gonna give it a try. We're rolling around in his van again, which is sick. We're bumping music, having a good time. We get there, and I just remember this day because I got so much shit for using a handle on my spray paint can. Because I put one of those spray handles on there because I was like, fuck it, if we're gonna get caught, I'm not gonna have any paint on my hands.
Right? That's smart.
I tried. I fucking tried. So I get this fucking, we're out there piecing it up. This is like 2 months into me tagging. Like, I'm not really that. I don't do it anymore. I'm not like, it's not like I was diehard for it or anything, but I'm sitting there fucking tagging up the bridge and it's me and four other guys. And then all you hear is like a scuffle. And then two cops pull out from the right side and two cops pull out from the left side with fucking guns out. And they're all, freeze! Stop right there! Being hella serious. Like, dude jumped down like a 5-foot ledge and was all, stop! Freeze! Put your hands up! And we're all just standing there and I'm like, this is like the craziest experience because of how serious this cop is taking it. And it's just funny because all of us just stop and we're all, what the fuck? First thing that rips off our brains is like, Jay, this is not a chill spot, bro. What the fuck? So
we get, it's like the least chill spot ever.
Yeah, the least chill. And it's just while we're getting all fucking handcuffed and taken up to patrol cars and shit, there's just a fucking old ass white dude across the way yelling. And he's just like, yeah, I can see him from my house. Fucking it's in like this white posh neighborhood across from the bridge, man. Like, how is
somebody? Yeah, I'm sure they're waiting for people. It's probably been hit before, so they're just waiting.
Probably. So, and I'm the only, I also remember this because I got fucking horrendously made fun of for this too. But I was just like, you know what? I'm not that fucking mad. Like, it would be one thing if they like thought it was us and like fucking harassed us and shit. But they caught us in the middle of the act.
Right,
like,
right,
I can't
in the middle
be mad
of it.
At a cop doing his job. So I'm just like chatting it up with them. I'm like, hey, like, how's your day going? You know, whatever. They're fucking being assholes. Everybody else I'm with is just like, well, fuck you. I'm not saying shit. Fuck you. And I'm just like, you fucking did your job, dude. I'm not going to be mad at you.
Right.
You get paid to do this, whatever. So I don't go to jail for that. I have a mandatory court hearing, and they're like, yeah, we're going to give you a misdemeanor and you're going to pay a fucking $1,200 fine. So,
fuck. Yeah, that's a rough
one. I paid
that
thing off for a year. That was a long time. And I also had the back, or whatever you fucking said, the 2 years probation.
Yeah.
So, but I'm clear from that now. I mean, being like fucking.
Yeah, being grown-ups now.
Yeah, being like 8 years later.
So my shit started the year, summer 2008, so right after high school. Right after I turned 18, 19-ish years old, just fucking around, being a general shithead, right? We like six of us get into one car, and we roll around town, and we smash anything we see. We run over fucking trash cans, run over fences, we go through the expensive neighborhoods, and fucking kick front doors in on houses. We look up the pedophile offender list and do burnouts in their fucking front yards.
Can't be mad at you for that.
Yeah, I mean, but we were just general, just shithead motherfuckers. And so I thought of the bright idea of, oh, hey, let's flip over a car.
What?
Yeah, because there's enough of us. We're young, pieces of shit. Let's flip a car over. We're all strong enough. So we're rolling around town like, oh, what kind of car? So we decided on a small car.
Yeah.
First we try a pickup truck. It was too heavy. We found another small car in a driveway that had a ledge on it. And all six of us roll up, grab it under the fenders, and flip that fucker over. Just in the driveway.
Can you fucking imagine waking up in the morning and just being like,
oh, my car's flipped over in the driveway.
What the fuck?
Right?
Like, it's like... Like, Sue walking up to us last week is like, oh, somebody paintballed our house. It looks like they got a whole bunch of houses. Like, that's understandable, whatever you can do.
Yeah, but rolling up on your house with a flip-over car. And I'm thinking about it now, like, as a grown-ass adult with a job and shit to worry about, the last thing I need is my car flipped over in my fucking driveway.
Dude, in your fucking driveway. You're probably getting up for work, and you're just like...
Yeah, just, oh, fuck. Yeah. So there's that. Later on down the road, I had... got myself into the street racing scene.
Okay.
And so I'm hanging out with all these guys, and one of our buddies on one of the more famous, one of the more like infamous runs towards the end of the road is a turn, which when you're drag racing a car, you don't want to go around turns. It's a construction area. he gets the end of the run, and he's got like a 500 horsepower car. It's a quick car. He starts going around the turn. He lifts off.
It quick to go, not quick to stop?
Well, it wasn't that. So front-wheel drive Hondas tend to get lift oversteer.
Oh,
so you get off the throttle, and the tail end of the car gets light, and it'll come around itself. And so that's what happened. He spun it, bapped it into a curb, and then put it in a ditch. And so we picked him up, and he went home, and he allegedly called in the car stolen. So we decided, let's go back tomorrow night.
Beat the fuck out of it.
No, what we'll do is we'll get all of your parts back for you. So we'll take the good head, we'll take the good turbo parts, we'll take all the good shit for you, right?
Uh-huh.
It's quick, it's easy, you know, in and out. And I get the right idea, again, allegedly, to commandeer a tractor. Because I'm going to pick it up and carry it further into the field where we can't be seen. And so I walk up to the tractor, I jump in it, fire it up, no big deal. It takes a couple minutes. I drive around from behind the building, I'm crossing the road, and then boom. Spotlight comes on.
Oh, no.
So, me being a 19, 20-year-old dude, I had gym shorts on and decent enough shoes to run in. So,
hoofed it.
Well, I shut both doors on the tractor, left it running, left it in gear, and I jumped out of the cab onto the floor. And I took off into a field, right?
Holy shit.
At a diagonal approach angle away from the tractor. And then made a hard left, like 90-degree turn away from that. So, they'd be thrown off my scent or whatever. So I took off through this industrial area. And I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. I had to have run 4 miles.
Holy shit.
And now even wilder, while I was doing that, the other guys that were there were hiding behind the building. And the police were starting to search the area. They were looking for me, but they figured, let's keep searching. Let's see if there's anybody else. These motherfuckers called in, said, the race spot is at this street, right?
Uh-huh.
And so every car in town that was trying to race drove to that road. Like,
while the police were there?
Straight up Fast and the Furious, like, no bullshit, like a straight up Fast and the Furious scramble, right?
Oh my fucking
Rolled
God.
In there, they jumped in my car and their cars and drove off. Well, meanwhile, I was running, disappearing, but never got caught for it.
Holy shit. What a time to be alive, man. That's fucking beautiful. Whew. I got to start at the beginning, though. Hearing that really brought back some memories. I was Daniel's age when I allegedly started some bullshit. It's not, I can't really put it on me. Fuck, man, that story. I'm sorry. It's just, it has me tickled pink. I love hearing that. That sounds like such a fucking rush. Holy shit. So, I'm Daniel's age. I'm 10 years old. I got to attribute all my fucking assholery and bullshittery to my brother. Because this motherfucker, probably earlier on in his drug-using days, now that I think back on it, he has me wake up in the middle of the fucking night, dude. And we live in this two-story apartment. And downstairs neighbors are Asian people that own a store. So, he has this bright idea. Hey, let's try to break into their fucking house while they're asleep. Actually, while they're gone, they're not supposed to be home, but they were home. So I'm 10 years old, little fat, chubby kid, standing outside with a fucking tank top on, and my crackhead brother is using butter knives, forks, whatever he can to get this fucking door to open. And I'm standing there like, hey, this is not cool. We should probably not do this, whatever.
Yeah, can we please leave?
Can we leave, please? And I just see her look through the fucking window. And I'm like, dude, I'm standing there. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. She's home. They're home. I don't know what you're trying to do. This is stupid. So she fucking calls. Like, we go back upstairs. She calls the cops on us. And I get woken up by fucking two police officers in the house. Like, you guys are fucking going to jail. What the fuck were you thinking? All this shit. And I'm just 10 years old. And I'm just like, I've never been a liar. I've been taught better, so I was just like, fuck it. I squealed like a little bitch, little fat piggy kid. Just like, hey, man, like, it was not my fault. It wasn't my idea. Just letting you guys know. And my brother makes it fucking worse for himself. He probably could have just played it off like a dumb kid or whatever, But this motherfucker freaks the fuck out and starts yelling at me, his 10-year-old brother, in front of these police officers. So whatever charge he was going to have got bumped up to, like attempted assault.
How stupid.
Me or something. Yeah, my brother's not the smartest fucking person in the bunch, dude. So before that, though, I think the reason he got the idea is because he, like, talked me into while they actually were, like, passed the fuck out in their house. He was like, how about you army crawl through their house, go under their bed, and that's where they have their money. Dude, my first illegal act, allegedly, was taking $500 and then going to the mall in San Jose. Can you imagine a fat little kid like me?
I got $500. What can I buy? I
went to McDonald's. I fucking went to the mall. San Jose had the coolest fucking two-story mall, too. It was dope. Went to Taco Bell. Gave a lot of it away. But, yeah. That was my first alleged act.
Right? The shit you get talked into by older people.
Dude, it's just crazy. Like, I don't... It's just wild, because when I was growing up, like, I didn't really... I think it's because, like, the oldest child... Which you would probably know is always the one that, like, gets the hardest bullshit. So they want to act out the most. And me, I'm a middle child, so I get told to do stupid shit. But I don't go out and seek stupid shit very much. So it's just a weird perspective. My brother's had me do a lot of fucking stupid shit like that. And then after that, he'd, like, trying to fucking... After that, he was trying to... There's a time where he wrapped me up in one of my fucking dad's blankets and, like, made me smoke weed. I think I was, like, six.
That's just... I don't know. I feel like that's just...
It's some weird ghetto kid shit. Like, some weird-ass ghetto kid shit. He, like, stuck an incense up my nose. Like, I got a bloody nose and, like, got all the ash burns on my chest from doing that. It was, like, a weird experience.
Yeah, that's just some weird, like...
yeah.
Sadistic Big Brother shit.
Yeah, I don't... Like I said, earlier on in probably his drug using years or so, it's a lot of fucked up. It probably had something to do with, like, oh, well, if he does it, I won't get in trouble either. It's like, no, yeah, you're right. Get in double trouble. But
yeah, bring the 10-year-old along so we'll get less exactly. trouble. No, it's not going to work like that.
Yeah, so those were my first encounters with alleged illegal activities.
Yeah, I never did anything bad as a kid.
You just waited until it counted.
I waited until it counted, exactly. I was like, you know what? When I can go to prison for real, that's when I'm going to fuck around like an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Do the big stuff.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
I mean, there's a few more. Just stupid. Like, don't have money for shit, so take it from other people, which is terrible.
Yeah. In hindsight, now you're like, yeah, fuck.
I would be bummed.
Like, I was just thinking about this, too, because I'm such a, like, a... don't really care, motherfucker. Like, we bought Daniel the $300 fucking mini bike for Christmas, and we left it out front because we live in a neighborhood. Like, everybody's chill, but we don't live in the nicest neighborhood. Like, we live in a
major neighborhood. Yeah, it was for sure someone that isn't from that neighborhood rolled up.
Guaranteed.
Oh, I want that for myself.
Exactly. So they take the mini bike, and I directly correlate it to, like, when I was a kid, and I had my fucking, my bike stolen. It just... Now looking back, I'm like, fuck, man. That sucks so bad. So, I think about that too. And, taken from other people is now not the fucking best thing. But I remember back in the day, that rolls me right into, like, my best alleged act is allegedly stealing about 30 mopeds during a summer.
Yeah.
Just so you guys are aware, back before the fucking registration times, it was a lawless nation for mopeds, bro. The easiest thing, there's a fucking method to the madness, and we're going to let you know on the podcast, too. Like, these are ways to prevent this shit from happening to you now, so be prepared. You could pop a moped into a wheelie pretty fucking quick. Pretty fucking quick. It has the momentum for it, and... as soon as somebody fucks up your ignition enough to get it to turn or unplugs it, you can kickstart a moped. No fucking problem.
Yeah, and then just run.
Yep, it just runs, and they'll break that fucking... They'll break that steering lock, no problem. It's super easy to break. So, yeah, we're rolling around, me and a group of about 7 other people. This is actually, like, some of the first times I met Sydney, too. So, like, goes back way, way, way.
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Fuck, yeah. I'm talking, like, I'm, like, 13 or 14, man. Doing some crazy shit. And, yeah, we're just rolling around on one moped. We're actually rolling around on 2 mopeds. And we're scoping out spots for other mopeds.
Yeah, trying to find the whole everyone in the gang of mopeds.
Yeah, the fucking holy grail, man. We had it to the point where we like we found a 300cc moped at one point.
Yeah, where you're doing like 75 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. That thing no was helmet, a fucking street
t-shirt, and gym shorts. Yeah.
The shit was dope. So we're rolling around campus area around Midtown and fucking finding them all. Dude, just snap, snap, bling, get the fuck out of there. I swear, I think we did like 15 in one single night. So, just a good fucking time.
In that same area, one of my friends needed a set of wheels for their car.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm like, we're like, okay, we'll get you a set of wheels. I didn't need them for my shit. We find a car, pull the wheels off, and go back to the house and try and put the wheels on, and they don't fit. Because they were 4x1, 14.3.
Oh, not 4x100.
And not 4x100. So fuck. We took the wheels back to the house that we took them away from and left them on the front porch. So I can only...
They didn't work, so fuck
no. So I can only imagine the surprise of the person coming outside to wheels on the front porch.
And their car on blocks.
And their car on blocks with all their lug nuts available. So all they do is put it back together, but just being like, What the fuck is going on here?
This is some next level fucking bullshit.
Just straight up. It had to have felt like that. Had to have felt like, oh, I have some shitty friends.
Right.
That's just like,
that's a knee slapper at the end of the day, huh?
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
Fuck.
And then we established like a set of rules. If we're going to take something, if the car has a baby seat in it, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Like just stupid stuff. I mean,
that's good. But I'm glad you guys had some rules to your lawlessness.
It's good to be a piece of shit, but not all the way. Yeah, I don't know.
Some standards, whatever.
I definitely don't look highly upon myself for those times. But then again, I was 18, 19 years old, just being a regular old shithead.
Yeah, you can't be mad at yourself. Trust me, if I thought back on all the bullshit that we did, fucking, I'm like a dad now and have to teach Daniel how not to be a shithead. And that's one of the best ways to teach not to be a shithead is... by being a shithead.
Right.
A lot of your years. I never was.
Well,
because
you know how to,
you
can spot shitheadedness.
Oh, yeah. You have a keen eye for it. You have a keen fucking eye for it. So, Ricky licking up that juice.
Fuck.
Jesus. You might as well just lick your nuts, bud. That's fucking, well, having like a set of ground rules is always good, you know?
Yeah, our main one was if it's got a baby seat in it, don't touch it. Don't go to the poor neighborhoods, obviously.
Yeah, they're going to need their shit.
Right? So street shark around all the expensive neighborhoods because that's where you're going to find stuff.
That's the standard for living, brother. So that's what fucking... After we stole all those mopeds and shit, that's when I got together with like Josh and Sam and all these people and fucking Mikey and Miles and all these fucking kids and... just go around on the mopeds and be like, cool, I'm going to break the fucking wiper thing off of the gas station like window cleaners.
Yeah.
And just take that around and just smack the windows, fuck out of windows
yep.
and side mirrors and throw a fucking rock through. Like, just being fucking terrible. Running through, like, the Neil Road area and just fucking it up.
Yeah, I had one where we were in a group of just a bunch of shitty BMX kids riding around. Grabbed a big ass rock and threw it through the back window of a car. And again, I'm just like, why? Why? And like thinking back now, why? Why? What possesses young men to be piles of shit? I don't understand.
I have no idea because like it was, I think it's just the rush too. Because man, I feel so shitty for that now. But back then it was like, fuck, I can't believe we fucking
did
right. that.
We got away with that shit.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird. It's a very odd... mix of feelings on that kind of shit because at the time you're like, oh hell yeah, I'm a hard ass, I can fuck around and do what I want.
Yeah.
And now as an adult you're like, why? If I caught myself at 19 doing that, I would beat the shit out of me.
Ooh, I'd be beating the brakes off myself. It's fucked. So, but yeah, that was really like the alleged bullshit or like some of the crazy shit that we've done. But like, I gotta say, like some of the bigger, like you have running from the cops about that cars. So I have a story about like we ran from a cop car after we stole a moped and we went behind like the grocery outlet off of Audi and just like ducking and dodging and fucking sliding. We slid on a fucking patch of like gravel, dropped the moped, picked it back up, and we had to like off-road over some fucking like railroad ties that were back there. That shit got so fucking wild, man. That was the craziest experience of my life. Like running from a Sparks PD like cruiser, like a SUV.
Yeah.
And just doing that shit. That was wild. That same night I got up on the Audi bridge and like did my first overhang tag on the Audi bridge. It looked like shit. But
I had another time where again, we were taking wheels and like idiots for somebody else. And we're at this house and we've got, you know, the typical, the tire cross and the shitty little jack. It's like 9 o'clock at night. So these people are still awake in their house.
Yeah, they're probably watching fucking Family Feud and shit.
Right? And so we're like, oh, yeah, let's get these wheels off. And so we're going for it and we slide the jack under and it makes a bunch of noise. And so we're like, fuck. Too much noise. And then we hear the front door jiggle on the on the house. Like, oh no.
Bad news bears, huh?
Right? And so we just bounced. Like we took off and ran and went and hid in a stack of bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 minutes later, Reno PD, 10 or 15 cars come rolling to the neighborhood.
Fuck.
Like for literally nothing. But I imagine it's because there was a rash of this shit going on at the time.
Uh-huh.
So they were on high alert. And so we split up. It's two of us. And then there's two other people that are hiding in the car that's parked right behind the car that the wheels are attempted to be taken off
what
of.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So Reno PD's there looking for us, and I'm hiding in a bush, and I'm like, you know what? No. If you stay in one spot, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, they're going to find you.
So when there was a clearing, I took off. I bounced out of the neighborhood, got onto the main road, and just made it look like I was going for a jog.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was really good at that. Just disappearing, looking like I'm going for a jog. And I probably, again, ran for a good hour before I got picked up. And I wasn't picked up by the police. I got picked up by the group.
Oh, thank God.
But so they waited it out until after Reno PD had left, whereas I wasn't going to sit in one area. I was out.
The suspense. Jesus Christ. My skin is crawling from your stories.
it was not a good time.
That's fucking rough. I'm actually glad you brought up the 10 to 15 cop cars because this is like one of my most fondest stories to tell. We used to... This one I could actually drop names on because everybody knows this fucking house. We used to live at a house on Silverado. Fucking two-story, four-bedroom house with me, Andy, this kid named Taryn, and a buddy of mine, Brett, and many ancillary friends that fucking live there. Like, I had a laundry room in my closet in my upstairs room, and I it was this weird, like, Amityville horror style fucking room. It had a main room, and then both the closets were on each side, but they were like big enough for somebody to fucking live in. So we put a whole futon bed in one of the fucking closets, and that's where Mikey and Brett and all these fucking kids stayed. And then Brett's room was across the hall from me, and we had a bathroom in the middle, and that was upstairs. And then Andy's room was the first room on the left, and Taryn's room was back right. And this fucking house, man, it saw better fucking days. Jesus Christ. I move in. So here's the story. I move in at 19 in December. I go there for a fucking house party. Or no, I go there just to chill, like right after Christmas, right before Christmas, somewhere around there. I never left. I moved into the house that fucking day, dude. Like, I never left that fucking house. And thinking back on it, man, it's like, it was just chill. It was whatever. Me and Andy were chilling. We were just staying there. It was a good time, whatever. And then he goes, man, should we have a party? Should we like invite some people over? And I took that as like the fucking sign. I was like, bet. We're going to have a fucking party.
Right? Have a full tilt, like, throw down bash.
Oh, my God, dude. We had for 3 months straight, every weekend we had ragers. Fucking ragers, man. The first week we had probably about like 10 people, 15 people show up. We had this Russian girl fucking strip naked for a beer pong game. That was fucking fun. This is all documented on Instagram and shit too. Like, you guys can go see the pictures, go see the videos and stuff like that. It turned into a full tilt party house, man. So that first week we had the beer pong and bitches getting naked. And then the following week we had just had more and more house parties. It was for the first 2 or 3 weeks, it was pretty standard, like 10 to 15 people, whatever. The fourth or fifth week, we had this girl named Robin and another girl for their birthday. They were like, oh, can we have a party at your house? It's like our birthdays. We're going to have 2 fucking kegs. That started it all. So we actually have a 2-day fucking party for their birthday. First night, like 100 people show up, dude. Fucking crazy. We have 2 kegs. There's 100 people. We're fucking having a bonfire. We built a fucking moped track in the backyard. It was wild. I decided that weekend that my room was going to be the tag room. So by day, my bed would be in there. I just had a futon mattress on the floor, you know, like, and just had a closet. So it wasn't like anything too serious or whatever. But then at night, I would move the futon out of the way and we would just tag the whole fucking room. And it was great until I had to go to bed and that shit did not get aerated out. I got paint fume high so many fucking times. It was ridiculous. So we have that 2-day kegger, and that was just a killer time. You know, we're having beer pong. We're fucking – Andy had this Apple Play to the TV, and man, just such a crazy time. Like, such a fucking weird time, too, because, like random girls would hit all of us up or whatever, and then Andy would just, like, stream whatever they were saying, or, like, if they sent – like him a nude or something, he would stream it to the fucking TV in the middle of a party. God. This fucking debaucherous motherfucker.
Yep. Sounds like a bunch of fucking shithead kids.
So it was that. And then, so that was all the pre-story basically. We're setting up for the 2-day kegger or whatever. That's great. And then the real fucking showstopper that really put out everybody's fucking lights is, we had back when the Harlem Shake was a thing.
Oh, fuck.
Dude. If you guys look up Reno Harlem Shake,
there's about 1,000 of them.
If you look up Reno Harlem Shake house party, you'll find our fucking house. There was a GoPro in the corner, and we had about 45 fucking people inside and then about 100 and something people outside. This was a Harlem Shake party. Brett got dressed in a fucking, like a Jabberwocky's fucking mask. It's just a theater mask, I guess is what it is. And like a neon yellow, like construction workers outfit with a stop sign. And we did the Harlem Shake. That night was fucking crazy, bro. We had a brawl, like a 100-person brawl in the backyard. That was the first time I ever got fucking hit in the face by a gorilla of a person. His name was Frank. Shouts out to Frank. He's the homie. He's cool as fuck. But I was trying to help him because 3 people were trying to jump him. He's a big dude. And he thought I was jumping in on it, so he turned around and fucking laid my ass out. Blapped you in the
mouth once?
Yeah, well, that's also the day I learned I could take a punch, because that dude was a gorilla. Like, he was a beast. And I just, like, got knocked over, hopped back up on my feet, and was like, cool, I'm going inside, bye.
I'm not helping anymore.
I didn't get knocked out or anything, but I was like, God, my fucking head hurts. So we have that brawl. Everybody gets fucking bear maced in the backyard. We're having moped races around the backyard. Somebody throws 2 spray paint cans in the fire and we blow them the fuck up like a 20-foot flame, like fireball. A girl that I went to high school with, her car got broken into and then stolen at the party. And then after that explosion went off, we had the paddy wagon and 10 cop cars show up outside and we just turned all the lights off and everybody was really quiet.
Yeah, pretending like nobody was there.
They knew we were fucking there.
Yeah, they just wanted to show up and make you guys be quiet.
Yep, and it was crazy, man. We had a stripper pole in the middle of the living room. Fucking people were stripping all over that all night. Fucking people showing up to fight other people. Like, what a fucking crazy time. Some of my fondest memories in life.
So our next sort of list on here is hypotheticals, what you allegedly want to do and with who.
Yeah, so like I kind of put that down as like,
so you know, you may have something that you, a chance or something that you would want to do. mine are simple. I would, it's really silly, but be like a El Chapo level drug kingpin. I'd be cool with that. I'd, you know, that'd be super chill. Or get away with robbing a bank of some kind. But other than that,
that'd be dope.
That's about it for
me. That'd be pretty dope. It's funny because I put that down and I don't really have like a lot. I feel like I don't really hold resentment or anything like that. I would like to get away with a large sum of money.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's like...
like a large sum of money or like have some sort of like Ponzi scheme where I made a fuck ton of money and I didn't have to do shit about it. It just kind of ran itself. That would be fun. But I really just brought those up because I always remember your dad like the whole time that I've been married to your sister and like even known your sister.
When the end of the world comes,
even
yeah.
When the end of the world comes, I'm going to oil up in a Speedo and a fucking hatchet. And
but,
I'm going to kill everybody.
I've actually come to realize that that's every guy
every
in their 40s and 50s is.
They
that's what they want to do. Yeah, they want to have an end of the world plan. All of them.
I fucking live for that, man. That story gives me life because your dad's just always like, no, fuck these motherfuckers. If it's the end of the world,
I'm doing it. Yeah, doing I mean, it. And I get it. That's definitely one of those things that society's there for specifically so you can't do what your wildest, shittiest, most evil fantasies are. And, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the idea behind it.
Which, that begs me to believe, like, I also don't really have any crazy shit like that. It's mainly just money, but that's like a most, that's
yeah.
like a most person thing.
Same here, just get some cash money.
Cash flow, that'd be nice. But, fuck it. I mean, we're getting there anyways. Might as well. Gotta work for it, though.
Yeah,
that
right.
Sucks.
Well, it seems like neither of us have much of a plan for that.
Shit. I got tons of ideas. I just need something to stick. Actually, I just need to stick with something for a long time.
So, what are the last topic here is end time scenarios. And what do you mean by that?
End time scenarios is like your dad's scenario. Like,
oh, okay.
In the end times, I'm
okay.
Oiling up in a fucking Speedo.
Well,
I'm taking
yeah.
a hatchet and I'm killing these motherfuckers.
That's a little more easy to get into then. Just, you know, end time scenarios would be like, pack all your shit up. Get something, for me, being a mechanic, get something that's carbureted and...
easy to work on.
Well, not only that, if say there's an EMP, you can mm-hmm. run something carbureted, no fucking problem.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Fire it up, it'll drive. Drive and drive and drive and drive and drive. I work in fuel, so I know how to get gas out of the ground.
Huh.
Just silly shit like that.
A team with.
Right? That would be my end time scenario is drive my little thing around and, I don't know, pack my way into, I would imagine, most populated cities people would be leaving.
Oh, yeah.
So just stick around in a populated city.
That's what's up.
Go to libraries because that's where you're going to find all the information you need to do anything. And historically in cataclysmic events, Hurricane Katrina, major events, people do not go to libraries and take things. Then you can get city plans on how to get through the sewer systems, all sorts of shit that most people don't have as conventional wisdom.
Damn. You're a lot more prepared for this than I was.
Right?
I was just planning on killing a bunch of people as best as I can. Which, I don't really have a lot of people like that. Just people that have wronged me in my life.
Right, I'm going to get them.
I'm going to kill them. I'm going to fucking get them. I constantly think about, like, my go-to thing, and I'm giving away the whole fucking pot here. I'm giving away the store. But I constantly think about, like, oh, cool, if I have to fuck somebody up, I'm just going to kick him in the knee, punch him in the throat.
Yeah, right? That's the way to do it. Kick him. See, the best way... end time scenario, I guess. Hand to hand. Kick him in the dick. It's not...
Yeah,
don't
just go straight for the dick. Dude, we got to talk about Daniel having his first altercation this week.
Oh, shit. Did he fuck some kid up?
Dude, he's too kind for his own nature, man. He's too fucking kind. But some kid, he told me yesterday. I can't remember the kid's name. It doesn't really fucking matter. But
call him Nathan.
Yeah, we're going to call him Nathaniel.
Nathan the piece of shit.
Yeah, Nathan the fucking asshole. So Nathan, the piece of shit asshole, likes to fuck with Daniel. A lot of people like to fuck with Daniel just because, you know,
he's small, he's got big ears. I get it.
Yeah, you know, people call him monkey ears, stuff like that. That was before he learned how to fucking fight. People were calling him that shit. Now, there's kids, they're getting their fucking little prepubescent testosterone up and shit.
Daniel says, they usually call me monkey ears. Now they call it the ambulance. Now they call for help.
Somebody call a doctor, but not for me.
Oh, my God. You better practice falling down. I'll be over there in a minute. That's what you got to tell him to start saying. Anywho, his altercation. What's this all about?
That's so good. Yeah, no, this kid, Nathan, the fucking asshole shithead. Daniel's really aware of shit. He goes, you know, like, this kid knows that I don't like him being around me, and he tries to fuck with me on purpose. So he came over to pick something up, and he was, like, bumping into my chair or bumping into me while he was picking something up. So I moved my chair, and then he tried to do it again, and I moved my chair again, and he fell. So then he stood back up and kind of shoved me. So then what I did is I fucking shoved him into the whiteboard that had like the little pen holder, and it hurt his back. And I was like, hell yeah.
Hell Daniel. Yeah, dude. You defend yourself. Daniel.
So and then like all of his friends, he has littler friends than him. So they're all getting picked on or whatever. And
King Shit of Fuck Mountain, right?
Yeah,
now?
He's King Shit of Fuck Mountain. Because all the kids that get picked on, the bullies, he'll go up to them and be like, I dare you to try it. I dare you to try it. So, like, I just told him straight up, and I've been telling him since probably, like, third or second grade after he fucking punched that girl in the stomach. So, I told him after that, I said, dude, I fully got your back, man. Like, if you're getting bullied and nobody's doing shit for you, if you're telling a teacher or whatever, I give you full permission to rock that kid's shit, especially now that you know how to fight. You need to be careful.
Right. Blast his fucking teeth out of his head.
Blast his teeth out, but also you can kick him right in the fucking dick.
Yeah.
Kick him right in the fucking dick. They're not going to fight fair. Kick him right in the fucking dick. So Daniel's learning how to take care of himself and shit, and he's testing for his orange belt this Saturday, so that's fucking exciting. Hell really yeah. Proud of him, man. This is like, it's just crazy because like, it just shows you like what perception is, because I perceive Daniel as like this shithead that like doesn't really pay attention or whatever, because we'll go to class and he's trying out his forms or whatever. He's not really taking it very serious. But then when it comes to the pad work, dude, rocks that shit. Like, blows it out of the fucking park. All the other parents are just clapping. I'm sitting there crying. I'm like, I'm so fucking so proud good. Of this guy. I went with Maddie last time. I'm just like tearing up. I'm all, I'm so fucking proud. Oh my God. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's just great.
Well, hell yeah, man. I think we
touched on everything.
We done did it. Yeah, we got people caught up on our lives. I mean, I got the samurai, got it started the day I brought it home.
Dude,
it
I'm runs. So excited about that. It's so funny because I texted my coworker Hector as soon as you sent me that video, and I was like, the samurai runs, and he's like, oh, that's cool. He's so
I'm
bummed.
I'm sure his boy is pissed.
Oh, his boy's probably pissed, but I talked to him about it today too, because I've been finding so many samurais. And I tell him today, I'm like, yeah, I found another one fucking in this place, whatever. And he's like, yeah, well, my boy, you know, he's just taking his time. He's just waiting for the right one. It's like, okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, you got samurai. I'm going to put some new handlebars on my motorcycle here soon, and I should be riding that.
I finally got some tattoo work on my back done.
Dude, really?
Yeah, finally got it done last night.
Got a couple 45 minutes in before he cried.
No, we do about an hour at a time just because he fits me in between.
Ah, customers. Well, that's nice.
So I come in there like in between, and he's just like, yeah, let's do it. And so he'll set up a couple cups, hammer out whatever he's going to hammer out, and then get me out of there. So
that's good. I feel like that's the best case scenario, because that shit probably sucks.
On here, we're going to have an episode next week, and then the week after that, we're taking off.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from now, just so you guys are all prepared. I mean, it's not like you guys really just like are waiting at the edge of the seat for this shit, but in 2 weeks, I'll be in Mexico, baby.
Oh, I may put up a solo episode. I don't know.
Hey, talk that mess, dude.
Right? I may bring a guest on.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so
I fully support that.
So we just won't have Jason Quintuplets. How about that?
It's all right. We'll miss Jason Quintuplets. That's okay. I'll be sending you videos and pictures. I'll Neil Patrick Harris you. Where I'm like, this is me, 16 margaritas deep, and I'm just face down in the ocean.
Right. Yeah, you can just take control of the Instagram and keep it updated. Go live. Do whatever you're going to do.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to update all of you guys. I'm going to get buck wild over there. Hopefully I don't get COVID, because if I get COVID, I'm going to be stuck there for like 3 weeks, because you can't come back without a negative COVID.
That's right.
So hopefully. Well, shit. We'll see. That's I got my first dose tomorrow. Wonder how that's going to go.
Fuck, here it is.
Fucking, I'm getting 5G, baby.
My 5G is coming in strong. I get my second dose at the end of the month.
Oh, shit. I actually, like, Maddie was telling me that since it's 3 weeks out, I will get my second dose right after we come back from Mexico. Yeah, right. So that's great. I'll enjoy the whole fucking trip and then come home.
Well, hell yeah, man. So that's good.
You should beat us out.
Yeah, we knocked it out of the park with this one. Hold on. Let me get some cord going here.
Yeah, get some cord going. I'll just entertain these people.
Let me get some cordage.
Yeah, you know. I really appreciate your beats that you're putting up for us, you know. It's a lot of hard work and effort. I
figure do a custom one every single time.
Fuck yeah.
We don't have to have one, you know, one intro. We can have every intro.
Hey, it's Logue Dog. Shouts out to... Dude, also shouts out to fucking Hen Dog.
Right?
I've listened to every single one of the bangers, not just the top four.
Oh, yeah. He drops them like three a week, too.
They're... All of them are so good. All of them are so good. In my head, all week, I've just been going, come on, Mark. Don't be stingy. Because we have... Dude... There's a driver that we have for us. His name is Mark, and he turned 55 today. Tell him not to be stingy. I go, come on, Mark, don't be stingy. I'll swallow if I want to. It's just been a fucking jam, dude. It's been so funny.
Oh, hold up! I gotta get the. I'll get it.
Fuck it, dude. We're getting there, guys. It's a low budget build. Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Dum dum dum.
One of these days I'll figure it out.
Dum dum dum.
If you're still listening right now, then I give you all the credit in the world.
You're helping us earn our $2 ad revenue.
There we go.
Shit, there it is.
Getting messy. Sloppy Joe's in this mix, bitch.
Chili cheese in Logan's beard. Sniffing all of it, all of his whiskers.
Hawthorne chili, bitch.
Yeah.
With the extra beans.
Ooh, that shit was a hitter.
How my guts feeling extra motherfucking mean.
Shitter hitter.
Dirty boys up on the fucking deck.
What's the liters on the LS?
6 liters on the LS, that's right.
6 hot shits coming out of Hawthorne. Fully beamed. Many cheeses. Total dog up in his beard. Watching this man sneeze and have water droplets. Oof. You guys missed out on an experience. Thank you.
All right, we're fucking out of here for the day.
Fucking out.
We'll see y'all motherfuckers next time.
Catch you. Meow.